Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be the Light with your host, Alania Starhawk, where together we expand our awareness to know that we are the light of change, of inspiration, of peace, and of love.
Blessings, bright ones, sacred ones, beautiful ones. How I honor each of you this evening. I am Alania Starhawk, and this is Be the Light Radio. I treasure this time together, and I trust that all will unfold to inspire us, to bring us into that place of peace within, so that we can be the light in the world that surrounds us. We can be that beacon of inspiration and truth. Tonight, we are discussing living with purpose. Living with purpose. That means coming into awareness that each and every moment, each and every breath, experience, step is taken with purpose, that we are in awareness of the opportunities we stand in each day, that we begin to walk with personal power. We begin to recognize that we are the creators of our reality, and it begins with understanding that each moment is an opportunity to live with purpose. So I will tell you that for the last few weeks I haven't been here. Thanks for that little bit of time off. I used it so productively. I took a great big journey over to Sedona, Arizona, and I journeyed through the Southwest over there into Monument Valley and just driving through all those sacred lands, the sacred lands that are still held pure throughout time. So much of that land has remained untouched by the societies that prosper nearby. And in that land, you can, with awareness, truly connect to the original encoding of Earth itself, of humanity itself. And that's where it began. One of my journeys through that time was, it was actually on Airport Mesa in Sedona, and we were sitting for sunset, and I had been there that morning for a great big beautiful activation and power experience, and we returned in the evening for sunset. And when I arrived, remember, I'm not really listening to the land. I'm not really stilling myself, because in my mind, I'm waiting for the sunset, and I have this bit of time to use. And as I sat there, I began asking all the guides and the guardians, the voice of the land, what can I do? What messages do you have for me? How can I use this time? I'm thinking, let me journey. Let me do something fantabulous. And I felt this spirit, this beautiful guardian of the land, Native American energies, warrior energies, strong and powerful, come right to me. And he said the words, begin living with purpose. And I understood that even in that exact moment where I was on the surface waiting for the sunset, waiting for this expected moment that would reveal some magical experience, while I was doing that, I was so unaware of that exact moment and the potential it held there. And he showed me living with purpose is really becoming focused in the moment, the opportunities, the potential, that is held right there and then. So often we're looking ahead to see what's about to be, to prepare ourselves, to kind of power up or even shield ourselves from what we believe may be. Okay, we're looking ahead. That hasn't created itself yet. It hasn't appeared. So in truth, the energy that we're using is superfluous. It's just, it's arbitrary. It has no foundation in truth. Even looking backwards. We're looking backwards, thinking of what has been, of what we expected ourselves, of what we're supposed to be in any sense of ideal. Then we're allowing some perception to guide our journey instead of allowing ourselves to connect to the energy of that moment. I suddenly realized I was disconnected from that single blissful moment that just had me sitting up on top of that magical space. There was nature in all directions, 365 degrees around me, absolute, wondrous, magnificent nature. There was a voice of the land that was sweet and just came through the wind, came through the wind. The wind itself was so healing because you could feel it reaching right into you and saying, I see you, we love you, and we are here too. Gift you, heal you, support you. Nothing in that journey, in those sacred moments, allowed me to feel alone. Nothing. In fact, I began to restructure my sense of what reality was and to reconnect to this unseen world that has such intimate power for me. So, I will say that throughout my journey in Sedona and Monument Valley and all the lands there, Antelope Canyon, even the Grand Canyon, all of those lands, I believe what it brought to me was the remembrance of who I am. Not what I need to be, not what I'm striving to achieve, simply who I am. And I feel different moving forward. I really do. But today when I sat down and thought, what am I going to speak about tonight? What shall our focus be? And I thought, let's bring some power, let's bring some focus upon this concept, this beautiful idea of living with purpose. Even purpose, we have, let's say, skewed the perception, the interpretation of what that actually means. So I'm not talking about the purpose that validates our beingness and the energy we put forward. I'm asking, or let's say, offering, advising, encouraging each of you to live purposefully, purposefully. Knowing that today I am the one that makes choices for me and my journey, and that as I put my energy forward into the world that surrounds me, I create a world that supports me and my passions, my views, my intentions. Remember, it's factual as we step into this beautiful spiritual reality of beingness. It's factual that we co-create with the universal elements of source, of life, of all that is. And when we come into remembrance that each breath, each step is taken with purpose, suddenly we recognize that the thoughts, the conscious thoughts that we create today open the doorway to manifest all we are looking to invite, to welcome, to participate in. We are the conscious creators. We are the masters. We are the ones birthing all universal energy through ourselves. And I will tell you this, as that voice came to me and I could feel his energy placing his hand almost in front of my heart and calming down the energy that I had within, believing I need to be doing something great, getting somewhere great, tapping into something great. His energy just kind of caressed my force and just kind of patted it down and said, relax, relax, relax. Live with purpose. And when he came and he said those words, I realized it's a lot easier to just make choices according to what feels right to you in each moment. It's a lot easier to hold yourself accountable only to yourself. This world that we're often participating in, this world makes us feel as if we need to prove to another, to those who surround us, that we are strong, that we are brave, that we are wise, that we are prosperous. And think about it. Think about it. What if any of our choices, actions, experiences make us feel that we didn't accomplish that task? How do you feel about yourself? Don't you feel as if you just let yourself down? You just missed a moment, that you just missed out on an opportunity? And think about it. We've all felt that way. How does it make your body feel? Do you notice that your body slumps over? Your body starts focusing on the past? Your body starts telling yourself that you're not good enough? How long have we been doing this? How long have we been telling ourselves that there's an ideal for us to hold ourselves accountable to? Whatever that ideal may be, even in our spiritual community, believing that we must be all light, believing that we must see from the highest perspective, believing that, anything, we hold ourselves to ideals. And I'm not saying that your whole world will transform tomorrow the moment you hear this and suddenly remember that every moment is an opportunity to live in purpose. It's a journey to step from that paradigm of living, of being, of reacting, of creating, into this new paradigm of trusting that when you act with awareness, when you act with purpose, you are creating the life that honors your unique journey. In truth, what it allows us to do, either silently or outwardly, is say, I am, okay, with our actions. If you choose to take a walk today, and if you choose to not do your laundry on the day that you normally do your laundry, you chose to put yourself first, what you're silently telling yourself is, I am worthy of time to myself. All of a sudden we start placing ourselves in living and breathing and bringing to fruition the I am. If we begin to tell our body that every choice, every experience is factually perfect as it is, then would we begin making choices that really, truly, naturally, easily, effortlessly honored what we wish to connect to? I have this little channeling, little message that I brought through. I don't even have a date on it. I got it from my journal, but I didn't even put a date on it. But it's certainly a few years ago because I don't remember it. And this is what it says. I was really connected to one of my guides at the time. And when I knew that I was connected, I attempt to bring out my journal as often so that I am channeling through writing, so it's easier for me to document some of the wondrous messages that come through. And I asked, my question to my guide was, since you are so beautiful and clear, do you have a message for all that I may soon share? I'm not sure where I was at in the moment, but I'm going to show you this message that came to me in return and trust that this message is speaking to you too. So often our eyes are placed at points outside of our being. We look ahead to prepare. We look at others to await. We look behind to see what is missed. But we often forget to look here in this special moment. Look down at your beautiful feet and recognize that today they will lead you where you wish. Look down at your hands and see that that which you can welcome into your life. Look into your own precious heart and see the love overflowing right here and now. See the blessings that are yours and then put those in motion today. What this does is bring the focus back to ourselves. How often do we feel that the world is not working for us, that something is not flowing as we would like it to flow? In truth, I had a few. I had two, somewhat large, because I don't attract drama or conflict anymore. I really don't on my journey. And one on my journey there, and one the day that I was leaving before I left. And both of these experiences were dramatic enough that if I had chosen to stand in the drama and align with that, I could have really realigned and shifted, changed my whole entire experience. The first one, probably years ago, I might not have continued to get on the plane. And the second one, I just would have been grumpy throughout the rest of the trip. And when both of them appeared, the first one was a little bit more difficult, but I thought, no, I am blessed in all moments, I am blessed in all moments, I am blessed in all moments. The solution will appear easily, and this will be effortless, effortless for it to find balance and harmony. And in the second one, it really had to do with some other people treating me kindly, and there was... I'm not going to get into it because it doesn't matter what my details are. You may be able to align with it in details that connect to you. But it had to do with customer service and something being completely other than what they had promised. And all I knew is that as I was speaking to them physically, my spirit was saying, thank you for treating me fairly. Thank you for finding a quick and easy resolution to this. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I was seeing the perfect people coming to me. I was seeing them say, thank you, we have taken care of this. It's all complete. And it did. It did. It took care of itself. It took a day or two, but it took care of itself. And I was so incredibly proud of myself because I never went to that fire-filled place of judgment and needing to defend myself that I might have gone to just a year ago, 2 years ago. It's according. I was so refusing to give up that bliss that I had found for myself that nothing was going to throw me off center. The universe is infinite, infinite, infinite. In truth, I didn't need to look to either of these, the people who were supporting me. I didn't need to look to them for the solution. I needed to look to the universe to support me. And then the universe can work through those individuals to find harmony and balance, or they can redirect me to another. And that's actually what happened on the second one. The second situation when I was on the road, honestly, the person who was supposed to be assisting me, I can hear their words saying what I needed to hear, and I couldn't feel them actually accomplishing what they had promised. So I said a prayer, and then I made a different phone call. And it took care of itself. Remember that you're not looking for your solution from one individual, from one opportunity. Opportunity. You're looking to the universe, and the universe can choose to work through them or another door. Think about that. That's what living in purpose is. Living in purpose was not that I knew what the outcome would be, but knowing that I refused to shake the bliss that I had found. I wanted to trust and believe that this universe is so infinite in its ability to support me, to love me, to honor me, to gift me with the blessings that I am worthy of, that I created that experience for myself both times. So be in awareness today. Live with purpose. Come back to that passionate place in your heart where you know what you want more than anything else in this moment, where you have a connection to your own sacred spirit, that you know what you're doing for yourself and what you believe you're doing for some sense of dedication or responsibility. There's two different parts of us. There's that parts of us that part of us that makes decisions because we believe that, let's say, being a good mother means, you know, point A, B, and C. If that's created in, I'm not going to say illusion, if it's created in a prior moment's sense of belief of what was valid and true, then that may no longer serve you now. Think about it. The things we hold. In the old days, I really struggled, and I thought to be a good mother, that meant I needed to be home every single night of the week to do homework with my son. And then I got to the point and realized, what am I teaching my son about community service, about going out and making a path for himself? And I realized it's not about staying home or not staying home. It's about finding balance, and it's about being powerful in what felt right to me. It's about teaching him to stand in truth. It's about teaching him to honor flexibility when need be. So we shift and change our perceptions of what holds truth for us in all moments. So, as I said, don't look ahead for what's coming. Don't look behind for what you believe you need to be and to measure up to. Really look into your heart today. Really look at those beautiful hands that work for you so beautifully. Look at those beautiful feet that carry you forward. Look at the eyes. Look into the mirror and look at those eyes that have the power to look into another's soul and see them, inspire them, journey with them. Start appreciating the magic, the beauty, the wonder that you are right now, so that you can begin believing that you have the right, the privilege, the power to live as you choose. I am a spirit medium. I believe, I trust, I know, I dance with the beautiful guides and guardians, angels who surround us each and every day. We are so incredibly loved. We are so supported every single day. And what I do is private sessions for people who wish to bring through some messages from their guides and angels. I bring through as many loving messages. My intention is to welcome those who are interested in soul expansion, so we can open the doors to see their spirit from that non-judgmental place of acceptance and power. And most recently, I've had all of my sessions this week in different ways, but every single one of them in one way or another was focusing upon bringing those beautiful souls into a place of appreciation for their self-worth. Quite often, the reason that they weren't believing in themselves completely wasn't because another put them down, another wasn't there, another. It really wasn't about that. When I looked into their souls over and over and over, I saw it was because they were disappointed with themselves for whatever reason, for whatever choice, for whatever originally created that belief that they let themselves down or they didn't accomplish something purposely or perfectly. So let's think about this for a moment. If we, with awareness, live our life with purpose, that means in all moments that we do make the choices that are best for us. It's impossible to make a choice that doesn't align with our belief system. And how do we know that we wish to be more compassionate to others? How do we know that? Unless we wake up one day and we recognize, well, I didn't handle that as compassionately as I would have liked. You wouldn't know. We have to stop holding ourselves accountable for being imperfect. It's just illusion. That belief that we can be any less than perfect and whole and beautiful as we are is some belief system that started so far in the past to create control over us. If we are judging ourselves, if we are shaming our own selves, if we are holding ourselves accountable for these decisions that we made 30 years ago, then it's impossible to stand in our personal power with awareness and authority. So you realize on the higher, larger scheme of things, the only reason we were ever first told that we were imperfect, ever, is because another wished to limit, to douse our own power. Aren't you tired of feeling powerless? Aren't you? Are you ready? Are you ready to step into your personal power to know, damn it, I am freaking amazing. I am amazing, and I'm going to create the world that I choose because this is what brings me joy. This is what allows me to know bliss. I wish that for each of you. I wish, no matter what you choose, a life that makes you feel whole and complete. There's something magical when you see somebody walking confidently. Isn't there something magical in their spirit? There's a spark in their eyes. Whether or not you agree with their choices and their frequencies of being experiencing, there is always admiration for the power that they walk with. So that's what I'm asking you to step into. I'm asking you to find that power within, that fire within, that spark that already lives within you, and to give it voice, to allow it to flow through you, to know that every day you are living with purpose as long as you stand in awareness that you have everything that you're looking for already. Everything you're looking to bring into your life, you have the tools, the power, the light within you now to manifest that. Just place your focus upon the now, the potential that lies within all that you are. Do we have a few moments? Yes, we do. It's just about 30 minutes now. But I would like to just close my eyes for a moment and welcome in a message from Spirit Realm. I did talk a lot this evening, didn't I? Just take a deep breath. Deep breath. That single breath has the power to connect us to Universal Source, to God Light, to all that is pure, to all that awakens our spirit and reminds us that we are in perfect harmony, alignment, and alignment with God's divine grace, with Christ consciousness, with all that is love. And you feel that flow, that river of divine light awakening you now, reaching deep into your physical form to touch each cell, atom, molecule, bringing with it a song, a voice that says, you are pure, you are whole, you are divine, you are special, you are perfect as you are treasured as you are. We see you, we honor you, and we surround you with the support that your spirit seeks, yearns for. Open your eyes and see through the eyes of love. See the world that is flowing to you just for you. See the doors opening, opening to receive you, to welcome you, to gift you with all that would bless you. See the starlight dancing in the night sky, whispering about all it wishes to shower upon you each day. There is a universe of potential surrounding you. Expand your awareness to know that all that is possible exists beyond this small, limited perception of that which you now embrace. It's all possible. It's all real. It all calls to you now. Say the command. Say the command. I choose love. I stand in my personal power and create a world of inspiration, of prosperity, of joy, of collaboration, of all that brings blessings. And I stand in gratitude, in gratitude, in gratitude for the beauty that I most naturally am. I forgive myself. I love myself. I accept the support of every bright being that walks with me. I am whole. I am complete. I am one with all that is love. And so it is. What I sensed, dear ones, is that it wasn't an external message that we needed today. And more than anything, we needed to simply open our awareness to unite our energy with the limitless, infinite potential and light energy that flows through universal force and source. I felt like we just needed to expand our horizons, our perceptions, so that we recognize the solutions we're looking for can flow to us easily when we open those doors to receive. So love yourselves today and forgive yourselves from any belief that you can be less than perfect. For I know that you do walk with purpose, and it's impossible to do anything else. Be at peace. I am Alania Starhawk, and I treasure these moments together. I truly do. You inspire me, and you allow me and my beautiful voice to be heard. But I am not the only one. I'm BeTheLightRadio.com. You can join us on Tuesday evenings at 7 p.m. Eastern. To walk through the looking glass with Janet Lee. And she always brings this beautiful spin on her journeys each week. And then we have Awakened Truth with Kimberly on Thursdays at noon. And she really helps us to come to that place of power within gently, through meditation, through inspiration. She has that beautiful, soft, angelic presence that just I'll lift you up a bit each day. And so, BeTheLightRadio.com. If you'd like to know more about me, about the work that I do, about the sessions that I offer, they can take place anywhere that you are, over the phone or through video chat. Please go to my website. It's AlaniaStarhawk.com. That's A-L-A-N-I-A, star, S-T-A-R, hawk, H-A-W-K.com. And there are oodles of beautiful blog posts that may inspire you to just peek through them, and I'm sure that you'll find something to align with the journey that you're on. Everything that I share is shared passionately, and I welcome you to journey with me. For I am not alone. We are one, and I honor and love you. Namaste.